Hi, our study this week concerns a statement made by an apostle of the Lord. Listen carefully as I read. In Acts chapter 26, verse 24 through 29, the Bible says, "Now as he thus made his defense, Festus said with a loud voice, 'Paul, you are beside yourself. Much learning is driving you mad.' But he said, 'I'm not mad, most noble Festus, but speak the words of truth and reason. For the king, before whom I also speak freely, knows these things. For I am convinced that none of these things escapes his attention, since this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you do believe.' Then Agrippa said to Paul, 'You almost persuade me to become a Christian.' And Paul said, 'I would to God, not only you, but also all who hear me today might become both almost and altogether such as I am, except for these chains.'" What was Paul trying to persuade Agrippa to be? A Christian. He was not trying to persuade him to be a Baptist or a Catholic or a Methodist or a Pentecostal or Orthodox. He was just trying to persuade him to be a Christian. Now, how did Paul try to persuade him? By praying the Holy Spirit would come down and work a miracle on him? No. He was trying to persuade him with words. In James 1, verse 21, the Bible says, "Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls." This is how Cornelius was persuaded. In Acts chapter 11, verse 13 and 14, "And he told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house who said to him, 'Send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who will tell you words by which you and all your household will be saved.'" This is how Paul himself was converted. In Acts 9, verse 6, "So he, trembling, astonished, said, 'Lord, what do you want me to do?' Then the Lord said to him, 'Arise, go into the city, and you will be told what you must do.'" The words of the gospel are powerful. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, the Bible says, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, 'The just shall live by faith.'" In Romans 10, verse 17, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Now, what was Paul's wish? He wished for everyone to be like himself. Now, question, if everyone was like Paul, would there be different denominations? The Bible says in Galatians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, which the apostle Paul himself wrote, he said, "Even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed." The answer is no, there would not be different denominations if everyone was like Paul. Another question, if everyone was like Paul, would there be different ways of salvation? In Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and 4, "Do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." In Galatians 3, verse 26 through 28, "You're all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither slave nor free. There's neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Everyone who is a child of God by faith is someone that was baptized into Christ. No exceptions. Jews, Greeks, male, female, all must do the same thing. So if everyone was like the Apostle Paul, there would be no different denominations. There would be no different ways of salvation. Question, if everyone was like Paul, would there be different ways of worshiping God? Let the Bible answer this. In 1 Corinthians 14:37, If anyone thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things which I write to you are the commandments of the Lord. Now, keeping this in mind, 1 Corinthians 4, verse 17. For this reason I have sent Timothy to you, who's my beloved and faithful son in the Lord, who will remind you of my ways in Christ as I teach everywhere in every church. So what does this mean? If everyone were like the Apostle Paul, there would be one church, one way of salvation, one way to worship, one book to go by, Ephesians 4, verse 5. This is what Paul wanted. He wanted Agrippa and everyone to be just like himself, except for his chains. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, the apostle said, "Imitate me, as I also imitate Christ." Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's www.willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.